start recording.
Okay.
Okay. The other day, I had went to the gym to go get me on one of them workout bikes.
Okay.
Okay, and we was doing increased cardio on the soul cycle. Okay, so I'd been going hard, but one of my friends next to me brought her for the first time. She was doing so good. She was beating my time.
Okay.
So I stepped it up a bit and tried to do it faster than she did. You know, after it was over, we all just kind of did the high fives and see you laters. And then I smelled something. And I was looking over my shoulder. I was saying, oh, my God, who is that? I can't wait to get out of here, bro.
Were you by yourself and you smelled it?
No, I was in a room full of women.
Let me ask you something. Did you shower after you did your thing, or you one of those people that shower at home?
No, I shower at home because I wouldn't try to catch some feet corn.
Some feet corn?
Yeah, when you go in the shower and then you start seeing shit on your feet, it's called the feet corn.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so speaking of corn, actually, I went into my car. It smelled like somebody done opened a fresh bag of corn nuts, okay?
And that was coming from your vagina?
That was coming from my vagina.
Okay.
Okay, so I was wondering what's going on. And so I had my spandex, and I opened it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. And what did you see? What did you see down there?
I didn't see nothing but just the regular old thing.
Okay.
And then the smell punched me in my damn face. It Rodney Kinged my ass.
Did it burn your nose hairs?
It sure the fuck did.
Yeah, it do that sometimes.
As a matter of fact, I had to go buy myself some lace front nose hairs to make it seem better.
Wow. Yeah, so you had to actually did you use track glue for your nose hair?
No, I didn't use track glue. I like to use Mr. Elmer's glue sticks. Okay.
Good gracious. So let's get back to how your vagina is reeking.
Oh, yeah, my vagina smells so bad, man. You don't even want to know.
I can imagine nobody would want to know. And let me ask you something. Do you have a male friend or something like that? Oh, wait a minute. Before that, is your vagina still reeking?
Right now, it's not reeking because what I had did was I have a nighttime ritual. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I take a shower. Of course, I do wash my vaginas and all these here.
Yeah.
And I went to my bed. I put on some music. I touch myself a little bit. Okay, that's what I do. That's my nighttime ritual.
That's good. That's healthy.
Okay. I know it is. You ever had one of them wax burners, the one that give out all the good scents?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I rub my fingers with one of them.
Oh my God! And then masturbated.
And then masturbated. So right now my pussy, it smelled like Glade number 42, wildflowers with jasmine.
Yeah, is it Glade or is the knockoff Family Dollar type?
No, girl, it's Glade because I stole that shit in my purse.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Okay, I don't steal the cheap shit. Let me tell you.
So what did that do for you? Did that help the smell? The wax?
I think that kind of helped the smell.
Mm-hmm.
But since the smell of my vagina is still kind of sour, it smelled like, how I could say this?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
It smelled like somebody threw a stink bug in a meadow. It still smelled good, but you might encounter something if you play around the bushes.
That's a foul smell. So that now when you get a mixture of like regular raw vagina reek and like an overlay of fragrance.
Yeah.
That's a nasty combination.
It sure the fuck is. So I got myself
with all this going on. How does this happen when you're intimate with a man? I mean, do you take your panties down? And does the paint start to peel from the walls once you take your clothes off?
Okay, you know, it don't do all that.
Okay.
Okay. I usually don't smell like that, but I think because I was going real fast on the bicycles, I think I might have got some sort of infections.
Maybe it's the friction from your thighs along with a lot of this going
that's
on.
That's what it is. That's what I was telling my homegirl, Delorante.
Oh, that's your homegirl's name? okay. Delorante.
Yeah.
So you was rapping to Delorante. And you told Delorante that your thighs may be the cause of the stench that's coming from your vagina.
That's what I told her. Oh my God, was you there with us?
Maybe I was.
Okay, but that's what.
But if I had smelled that smell, I probably exit the room very, very, very quickly. And how old of a woman are you?
A woman never tells her age, so I'm gonna tell you something that could make you guess what how old I'm is.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. I was a little bit too old to witness the first man on the moon.
Okay. You were too old to witness the first man.
Let's just say I wasn't born yet.
Okay.
But I was young enough to start doing cocaine.
What age did that start?
I think around the 70s.
God damn. Around the 70s. Well, you was doing cocaine. And what kind of experience was that? How was the cocaine back then?
The cocaine back then was good. It ain't what it is no more. I'll tell you that.
I'm pretty sure you tried every decade, right? Up until now?
Yeah, let me tell you, because it's just what I do. So, I think the cocaine nowadays, they put a dish liquid. Oof. I don't know. All kinds of weird things.
So, what was the best year for cocaine?
The best year of cocaine?
Yeah.
I do believe it was the 70s, because everybody was fucking with it. And it was casual.
Yeah.
Cat no cops come and bust you for it because everybody doing it.
Yeah, a little bit of coke. Ain't nothing but a little bit of powder.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of powder. That's what I said. Ain't nothing but a little bit of powder.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of powder.
Okay, that's what I said.
So let me ask you something.
Go on.
So when you do the cocaine in the 70s, was that a was it an aphrodisiac? Was it considered an aphrodisiac? Did it make
it? It sure was because I know if you snorting cocaine, it's because you trying to stay up all night do nasty.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that go down.
You ain't finna just do it and stay in your house because all you finna be doing is changing the channels real fast.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Okay.
And I heard if you apply directly to your penis, a lot of people were doing that back then, like sprinkle the coke right directly on the head of your penis, and they said that will keep your penis hard for maybe longer than you want to.
You know, I don't know if that's truth.
Okay. That you never okay. tried any? You never tried any tricks with the cocaine? No sex and coke?
Yes, I have. Okay. Yes, I have. All
right.
Okay.
All right.
I used to, because back in the day, like I say, you know, people used to try to come and take your shit. Mm-hmm. I used to put up an 8-ball of, stop doing that. Hold on. Stop doing that before I beat your motherfucking ass. Get your ass over to the kitchen. Oh my motherfucking God, these kids.
Yeah, that's your son or grandson or great-grandson?
That's my grandson.
Okay.
He not supposed to even be out here.
Where is he supposed to be?
He supposed to be in this room playing that one thing they all do with the with them YouTubes and Fortnites and all these things. Whatever that
is. Oh, yeah. Fortnite is big.
I don't know what that is.
It's some type of game they play. I'm not sure.
Well, back in my day, it was Fuck Night. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I wish that they would come back around.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody over here talk about protesting this and hashtag me too that. I don't give a shit about all that.
I think people just need to do more fucking. If they people do more fucking and less complaining, they won't have time to complain. But nobody,
that's what
nobody,
I'm saying.
Nobody really is busting off or having orgasms. Everybody's kind of mad at everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's just mad.
Yeah. So you need to, what you need to do is do your part and take care of your vagina. So you, so
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
So you can start, you know, spreading some world peace around here. I mean, okay. you're a woman of a certain age. I'm pretty sure by now you know your way around a penis. You know?
I know my way around a penis.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. They I used to go on for like, what are you laughing for? Why are you laughing at me?
Nah, your story. I'm laughing to keep from crying. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, go on then. Have a good time. But let me tell you, like I said, I used to keep an 8-ball of cocaine in my vagina.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I can't do this.